This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, the latest book from author Nick Hornby, and we hear the latest music from Algerian Rashid Taha. But first, President Bush and Mexico's President Vicente Fox meet in Texas today. They're expected to talk about President Bush's plan to allow in Mexican guest workers. Here in the U.S., conservative opinion on that idea is divided. Tamar Jacoby specializes in immigration at the Manhattan Institute. She wrote a recent piece for the Weekly Standard titled Law and Borders, the Conservative Case for Mr. Bush's Immigration Plan. Day to Day's Alex Chadwick spoke with Jacoby earlier.
We need a certain flow of workers from Mexico and other countries to come do work that Americans don't want to do anymore. We're too educated a country. People don't want to work in the fields. People don't want to be busboys. But as is, people from Mexico who want to take those jobs don't have a legal way of coming.
And that's because the immigration limits, you say, are set too low. And we should recognize what the market is demanding and put the limits there.
Exactly. And that's good for us and good for them. And instead of having a situation where the limits are way too low and we create an illegal spillover, let's get it all under the rule of law. The second piece of the Bush plan is to create the foundation for that with a transitional measure that will allow the people who are already here and working illegally to pay a penalty, meet some obligations, and get a second chance to come in out of the shadows and be legal.
All right, you write in the Weekly Standard that this plan has Mr. Bush in trouble with his conservative base, but that they are mistaken. This is a very appealing idea for conservatives. Why don't they like Mr. Bush's plan, and why should they?
Well, people say it's an amnesty. They say we don't need these workers. But I think one of the deepest reasons that many Americans, conservatives and other kinds, are skeptical about it is what they really don't like is the illegality that comes with it now. We're 1.5 million people come. They do work that we need done, but they're also, as it stands now, bringing guaranteed illegality to people's workplaces, their communities. Illegal immigration also creates networks that terrorists could take advantage of, networks of smugglers and document forgers and safe houses and that sort of thing. And that illegality, that fact that the borders are out of control, frightens a lot of Americans, and quite rightly so. People who are opposed to immigration have picked up on this fear, and they've tried to ride it to oppose the president's plan. But the truth is that the president's plan would answer these fears, would meet them, because the president's plan offers the best hope of getting control of immigration as it is now, of allowing immigration to happen without the illegality that currently comes with it, and allowing us to get better control of our borders and better enhance our security by shutting down these smugglers, by shutting down the document forgers, by taking the busboys and the gardeners off the table so that our agents on the border can focus in on the possibly really bad guys, the would-be terrorists.
Toward the end of your article, you write about how you fear that conservatives are leaving an opening for Democrats on the political spectrum by not getting behind the president's immigration reform plan. And I want to know why it is that you think this plan has particular appeal to conservatives.
Well, because I think conservatives are particularly or worried about the sense that we've lost control. Conservatives are the people who talk about that the most. And conservatives who are against immigration reform are the people who have ridden, or if you will, exploited the public's fear of control the most actively. But I do think there's a political sense in which there are conservatives who say the president's committing political suicide by embracing a reform like this. And my point is it's just the opposite, that President Bush has promised to solve something here, a real national problem that's bothering a lot of citizens. And if he doesn't solve it, he's going to open the way to Democrats to saying, hey, we've got a solution.
Tamar, there is an tone in your article that suggests even though you're trying to persuade your fellow conservatives on this, you're skeptical that they're going to come along with you.
My work is cut out for me, let's put it that way. The Republican Party, the conservative movement, is certainly divided on immigration. But I think that when the president and others start to make the argument that this is the only way to get control and the only way to get effective enforcement, then I think people will listen, and I think the chances are good that he can persuade them, that we can persuade them.
Tamar Jacoby of the Manhattan Institute. Her article on President Bush's plan for immigration reform ran in a recent issue of the Weekly Standard. Tamar, thanks for coming in to speak with us.
Thank you for having me.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.